Amen. Feel good tonight. All right. Lord, we love you tonight. Everybody that comes to this service or any service, Lord, will receive if they have just a little faith. Opening up their hearts, sensing it that you're the one that will deliver. Let them receive, Lord. Now touch the hearts in the audience. Each person here tonight, no matter what it is, move for them. Help them in every way, Lord. And we love you. We know your nearness and closeness. You're coming closer and closer. And the closer you come, the more power we are going to feel. But to those that have their eyes and spiritual ears open, Lord, are you going to give a great visitation? Now touch the people together. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Go ahead and be seated. Now tonight, I'm just going to preach briefly here, a little message here tonight, and see what the Lord has here. You know, the Lord is coming for a rejoicing, happy church that rejoice in His promises. But, you know, not a church that are negative in His promises, not a church that's negative in the joy. He's not coming for that kind of a church. They got too many of those, and they're in the opposite direction. But He's coming for a church that has the joy of His Word. And they have, and they're rejoicing of His promises, and especially expecting not only miracles, but they're expecting Him. And those who love His appearing, it says, those are the ones that are expecting Him. And that's the ones He will appear to, those that love His appearing. And so we find out, the churches today, what conditions they are in. Now, I'm just simply titled this, The Aggravator. The Aggravator. Amen. Now, your ears will kind of perk up here. Have you been aggravated? I've seen people all over this country. Some new people write me. Some different people write me. How the old devil, it's just like aggravation. I've had notes in here and people in here, how the devil is doing them in every way that he can. It's Satan's great push, and he's pushing to discourage, to try to push you aside from what the Lord has promised. He wants to wear out the saints, wear out your faith, and he wants to oppress you, not only with the major things, but like I was preaching, I believe it was on the TV sermon I was talking about, and I said, you know, some people receive great miracles, and sometimes God does great things for them, and then sometimes it seems like they can't get over the little things. It just seems like they can't break by the barriers of that, and it troubles them. Paul said, and Peter both, in both their scriptures, but Paul said, and Peter said in here, think it not strange to the fiery trials that shall try you. So some people say, you know, I got a deaf ear unplugged, or God healing my tumor, and I can't get the victory over this test, this trial, this little sickness, that little thing come to me. That's old Satan trying to take away what faith that you did have. Can you say amen? So his great push, the aggravator, and he'll aggravate you a thousand different ways. Because the closer and the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more aggravation he's going to bring on them. But let me tell you something. Jesus is going to stand in between, isn't he? And when the enemy... And when the enemy Satan shall come in like a flood, the Lord shall lift up a standard that the devil has never seen and never will see again. Probably all of it wasn't even shown on Galilee when he walked himself, because he said greater works would he do. And when he unleashes this on Satan, boy, it's going to be the knockout punch. He's going to punch him all out. And then he's going to take his people on in. So what's he doing? By little things, the test and so forth like that, and sickness and pains and oppression in every way. You know, if he can't get you in a major way and try to get you in some manner of a great sickness or something else that happens in your life, then by little aggravations, little tests and trials, he began to aggravate little by little and little by little until he begins to wear down the saints, wear down the elect, trying to keep you from believing in his promises. And you know what? You can gripe, you can complain, you can grumble all you want, but that won't cast the devil out. How many of you believe that? No matter how much you complain, how much you grumble, how much you gripe, it might in the final end just really get you to do something maybe. But usually the devil can work in that kind of stuff. So griping and grumbling, that's not going to cast the devil out. But putting your faith in the Lord's promises is going to get rid of him. And you hold to it, and you stay with those promises. If you stay with your complaints and you keep on staying with them, pretty soon that's just where he wants you and just drag you right on down. But by holding to those promises, I've seen people in my ministry already, all over this country, by just holding and receiving the letters and the tapes and the autos and different things we have here, they've been able to come out of crises. They have come out of all type of sicknesses, all kinds of troubles, all kinds of problems. No matter, even their children, God has delivered. So let me tell you, hold on to the Lord. And if you have His faith and the faith of His promises and you keep them, you're going to go through it. But if you continually get negative, you're going to lose out. So He's coming for a church that's brightness of His power. They'll have it. A rejoicing church in His promises and rejoicing to His soon return, and the aggravator. He's going to come at you in every way. Now this year, especially in the area around here, it seems like the flu would strike here and the flu would strike there. That's why I said that Sunday. It would strike. Many of them were delivered by God. But sometimes it comes back the second time later on. And then sometimes they get delivered again. Other times it just seems like a fight. Especially the older people. It's kind of hard on them, you know. And I think, well, I was in the middle of this message, writing down these notes. Somebody sent a call to me that somebody got the flu with complications and so forth with it there. A little elderly and so forth like that. And I thought to myself, the great aggravator is about. How many of you say, praise God? God's showing me that I got the message right. I'd already penned down the notes on this message coming from Him. The Lord called him an aggravator. Some kind. He's an accuser, an aggravator. He'll accuse you of having no faith when you do have faith. Amen. And when you don't have faith, He'll have to tell you you've got faith. He'll throw you off guard. How many of you believe that? But hanging to those promises, being sure that you believe in your heart all that you can trust in, like the man said to Jesus one time, Lord, help mine unbelief. If you've got a little bit in there, the Lord just come on out for him and worked a great miracle. We've got a great God. But the great aggravator is going to try everything in the book to bring aggravation. He'll try to bring sorrow. He'll try to bring troubles. He'll try to bring problems. In one way or another, on your job or in your family, in your home, or wherever it's at, he'll try to bring problems. Somebody could even disagree on how you believe. Or maybe somebody will disagree in the Bible with you. But the aggravator shall go no further, see, then you'll let him go. Get a hold of the Lord with all of your heart and hold on to him. So, the promises of God, faith in him, will drive back that old aggravator. And believe me, lately, he has been aggravating the people everywhere. If you can't get them one way, sometimes, you know, they have money to pay their bills. And next thing you know, something else will come up that they didn't expect. And he'll start aggravating. Well, God will make a way, he said. Amen. It does. It worries people. They want to be just. They want to be good. They want to take care of the bills. They want to do what's right. And the old devil is going to see to it that he can wear them down. Wear them out. And take away that precious faith that's going to put him in that translation. You know the great prophet Elijah, he worked on him and he kept working on Elijah through Jezebel there. You know she was going to kill him. The Baal prophets and all of them began to work against his faith and everything that he had. You know, the old prophet, and he didn't think anybody was believing with him and all there. And he tried to wear out that old prophet. But that time it backfired. He had so much faith in his heart, you know, that finally he got it all together. And that's what is the typical of the elect. They're going to get it together. They've been tried. Oh, yeah, the same way. They've been aggravated the same way. They've had their problems. They've had their Baal prophets. They've had their false prophets. They've had all kinds of them pushing at them in every manner that they can be pushed at. But like Elijah, they're going to shake that mantle. Why? They're going on a cross. And they're going to get on in there in that dimension chariot or whatever. They're going to get in that dimension with Jesus, boy. Just like Elijah, they may have looked like it. You know what? Sometimes they have what they call comes kind of a failure or some kind. Like Elijah, he kind of, for a while, just sit down there a little bit. But let me tell you something, boy. When he come back, greater than ever. Great power. And the elect the same way. They've had a dip, it seems, between the former and the latter reign. There's been a dip in here. Now they're going to shake themselves. God is. He's going to shake them again now. And they're going to come on out because now they are going to prepare and put away the aggravator. And believe me, he has been aggravating all, never before. And it's increasing. I noticed over the earth and different things that he's increasing that aggravation. Many times it'll come from people, you know, they're not a deep walk. They don't have this deep walk in there. And they'll try to aggravate. You get away from them, they don't have it anyway. See, they don't believe it anyway. And any manner that he can try, and it's getting worse on the earth, and he's coming on, he's going to get that jewel that God's picked out. He thinks he is, saith the Lord, but he's not. How many of you believe that? Amen. Oh, boy. Jesus heals and delivers all sin. And all sicknesses, generally, are the works of the devil. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. If he came to destroy the works of the devil, then let us follow it through. I give you power and all power over the devil and all of his imps and trample and walk upon him there. That's 1 John 3 and 8 there. And most and a lot of your physical suffering. Now, sometimes you can fall down and hurt yourself in different ways like that, and you have that. But most physical suffering is an oppression of the devil. But Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So you say that's what he is, aggravating and oppressing and putting fear and striking problems and troubles in my heart, trying to steal my faith. Why, certainly he'll steal it because he's good at that. But let me tell you something. Once you clamp it, once that you make up your truth in your heart that you're holding on to that, and the aggravator can do what he wants to do, you're going to ride it on out with Jesus. Can you say amen? So he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That says all of those that believe just a little bit. He put all there, all that were oppressed of the devil. And one day or another, one day you may be okay. The next day he may throw some oppression, some great oppression. Like I say, complaining about it to the devil or keep complaining, hey, that ain't going to do any good much. That's human nature, all right. But if you turn those complaints into promises of God, that'll cast him away. Amen. It may take you some time, other times quickly. It's according to how much faith you use, how much anointing is there, what the trial is and what the test is in your life. So remember, you don't have to wait sometimes for great major things to happen. He can just little by little begin to cut away. The next thing he knows, he just cuts you right on down until he makes you give up. And you don't have any faith and you just give up and sit down like that. But oh, he's healed all that the devil tried to oppress. We got a great God. He's the only divine and great physician that this earth has ever known. Because we only carry out by our faith what he said, but he's the great divine healer. He is the great divine physician. There's none other like him. And this earth only has one, and that's the Lord Jesus. How many of you can believe that? Now, amen. And he brings it. So, the aggravator. He'll aggravate people that just get saved. Oh, he just loves to aggravate them people, too. And the older people, too, if he can, because they sometimes don't have a whole lot to do when they're retired and so forth like that many times. But he tries the young people, too. And he'll aggravate them. And then pretty soon, oh, well, I can't live for God. Oh, the devil said, boy, this works good, doesn't it? I've tried it for 6,000 years. And some he loses. See, he don't work it on all of them. And so he'll work on the young people from the least to the littlest. Listen to faith in here tonight, all you young people. And he'll try to aggravate you to make you give up, you know, and go listen to music and different things and forget God. No. See, just hold on now. God's got some good things for you. If the devil throws some bad things, God's got some good things, and he'll work it out in your life. What he's doing is polishing. He's working. He's structuring. He's building. And he's sowing. And he's putting together. And he's bringing together what he's going to take out of here. You'll have to be, your character will be tried. You'll be tried in every manner and every shape and size. He'll try you. But that's actually, if you hold to that word, it's only forming what Jesus really wants in the final end. For each individual is, each one is different. Amen. An individual to the Lord Jesus. And whatever one plan may not be for another, but he's working and he's working. And different temperaments and so forth, like different characters, all kinds of them. But he'll work it out. That's what he's trying to do. And those that are his will finally work into the perfection that he wants and what he wants. And then he will take them on out of here. So don't go to sleep when the aggravator comes along and keeps aggravating. It's only a sign that the Lord is coming soon, and it's a sign that God will do something for you. I want you to stand to your feet here tonight. Amen. So, the great aggravator, and he surely has been doing a good job of it, but Jesus, the great one that brings peace, the great peacemaker, the one that gives divine rest and a sound mind, he pushes him back for you. Those that will listen to this message. So the Lord Jesus, full of divine love, full of compassion, full of all that you'll ever need. And if you need salvation, why, get a strong dose of salvation and repent of your sins, and that'll cut back the devil and give you strength to withstand what he's got. Now tonight, what I'm going to do here tonight, there's been so much different things and people, you know, being sick, different things are happening to, and it's just the Lord moving on me. If you haven't had a chance to get up here for a while, and you're suffering tonight, you have pains, you're oppressed, or the devil is really coming at you, even if you've got a cancer, a tumor, I don't care, or you got something wrong with your back or your neck or any kind of allergies, you come up here tonight and I'll pray for you. Come on over here and we'll get about 10 or 12 of you here in this brief sermon tonight, and we should help you there. If he's oppressing you, giving you pain, giving you any kind of disorder that he can, we're going to pray for you. You get about 10 or 12 in there, and we'll go to praying. You sit down in the audience tonight. Remember, he's coming for a church full of faith. He made the statement, will I find any? Yes, in the elect. He's coming for a church full of faith, full of his word, and full of joy in his promises. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, we'll take care of them. All right, come on up here, and we'll begin right here. Hey, man, how you doing here?
Well, Freebie, I thank the Lord for this message directly for me. See, the devil has been pushing left and right, causing a lot of aggravation.
Was that the right word he gave me?
Yes. We want the Lord to push the devil back and Jesus to receive the glory.
Yeah, we got him defeated. We're just going to beat him away now.
Amen. 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 I believe.
All right. Jesus. You gave me the message and you're going to give the deliverance. Push back. Ha!
Amen.
The old devil, the oppressor. I command him to depart and let the joy of the Lord give him peace and contentment and happiness. Lord, guide him. Lead him in the days ahead. Reveal thy word and thy promises. I command it right now. And take the old irritant out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise ye the Lord. Did you feel that?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
It's wonderful.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. You can feel it. Yeah. God bless your heart. Amen. You can feel it.
I've been having aggravations.
Is that right?
And
you get a bunch of them out there tonight. They ain't up here either, but he tells me there's some more out there.
And I've had something wrong with my stomach or in that area, I guess, for about 7 or 8 months.
You know, that it gets to be some kind of a germ, like in your intestines and stuff. And let's get those germs out of there, okay? And, you know, it keeps people, I've heard, they've sent me notes and different things. I know people have that in their stomach. And it just gets in there and it becomes like a germ. It's some kind of a thing that's got a virus to it. And we'll pray for you, okay? You'll feel the power now. And I'm going to pray for your stomach here. And you in the audience, a lot of people had that stomach this year, the intestinal flu, and they can't shake it sometimes. Lord, all those in the audience with stomach problems, and the name of the Lord Jesus, touch each one of them. No matter what kind of flu, Lord, you're going to take them out of it. You're going to give them the strength and power to come out of those tests, come out of those trials. You give them great miracles. They can go through this with you, Lord, and you'll take it off of those that believe. Touch his stomach, Lord. I command the virus and germs in his stomach to go. Give him a new stomach, Lord. Heal, create what he needs in his stomach, and take away the old sickness, the parasites that would like to get a hold of him and ruin him. Amen. Now feel your stomach. Go ahead. Feel your stomach and see what's happening. Can you feel that? Amen. What's happening?
You know, the pain kind of comes and goes, but I believe the Lord.
You feel different now, I mean.
Yeah,
he said. But you can't tell. It comes and goes. Sometimes it just stays with him. All right. Boy, you see your face, it sure lit up in there. Can you carry that now? You're out there working where there's a lot of devils, aren't you? You write me a note once in a while about that and everything. Okay, Lord, on the job, go before him and help him there, Lord, that his faith will remain strong. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I want to testify to one thing. The Lord healed my black eyes, and the devil won't let me alone. He keeps trying to make me think I'm going to be lost, I'm going to be this and on that, and I don't know, Brother Frisbee. I need to...
You know what? He's a big liar, too. I can tell you that. I don't leave that out. It's bad enough for somebody to aggravate you, let alone lie to you, isn't it? Amen.
Yes. Yes. And I want the Lord to deliver me from it and heal me. Pray for my faith to grow. Praise God.
Amen. That black eye, wasn't it? That crooked eye went straight one time. That should give you faith that God loves you, doesn't he? Amen.
Praise God.
Lord, truly, the devil is oppressing every way that he can. And I know, as we close this age out, what a comfort's got to come. It will come, Lord. Your people get together and a great comfort will come. Now touch her, strengthen her. I command the oppression of the devil. You were sent to destroy those works of the devil. Now, I command them to depart from her and let her feel the joy of the Lord. You got him right now. Can you keep him? Can you keep him in there right like that? Amen. He broke in there. Amen, amen, amen. She got through. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. How do you feel now?
I feel a lot better.
Okay. That's all right. He sure put her through a lot.
I had a cold.
Something happened while you coming up here?
Yeah.
It did. You want to get rid of the rest of it? Okay. How you been doing? Okay?
Yeah.
Boy, you look good, too, you know, except the old devil. He attacked the little kids, too, doesn't he? He don't even lay off of them. Just get on that devil and walk in him like a rug. Amen. Okay, come on. He won't have no mercy on you people. The devil, you people say, I better not be too mad at the devil. He might get me. He ain't gonna have no mercy on you anyway. He ain't gonna have any mercy on you anyway. Amen. He has trained and he's made that way now that he fell, see, and he's gonna do his job. You just put that armor on. Amen. Now, Lord, loosen the head. I command his nose to open, his head to open. Lord, the flu to go, the cold to go. I command it right now. Soothe this little boy everywhere, Lord. Take all any kind of sickness away from him. Loosen him right now and let him breathe normal. Now, you begin to breathe, son. I'm going to leave right there. I'm going to pray for the audience. Lord, touch the nasals in the audience there, the nasals in the audience. Touch every one of them. Open up their heads from sinus and allergies and let them go free, Lord. Amen. And now, how can you breathe now?
Much better.
Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, go on. Okay, right here.
I'm getting prayer for a virus, too. It's been like 2 weeks.
Boy,
it comes and it goes.
Virus. Boy, that's right. You make you ask for prayer, boy. He's been getting them. Now, Jesus, let your anointing inside and out, Lord, light up now. And bless her heart right here. Let the power of the Lord
hallelujah.
Come in.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Touch her. Touch her. Heal. In Jesus' name. Amen. I rebuke it.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
You'll feel the power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, give Lord a hand clap. Amen. Now, what's your life?
Thanks, Lord. Brother Frisbee, I need more power. I've been letting the devil get by with too much. I don't know. I kind of get lazy and sit down, and I think I can rest up a day, and it don't work.
You're in a lot better shape than I saw you last time. Didn't he work for you some?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. He took all that fear away, and I think that's what the devil's mad about. And he's put a pain in my head, and my neck hurts, and I feel like my lungs is going to just cave in. It seems hard to breathe, but I know it's just all, he's just mad, and...
His name is Pain, isn't it? Okay. Okay. Lord, you give her faith. You can feel she's had her confidence. You've helped her that way. Now, Lord, let the anointing move about in her head and neck, Lord, all through her body. I command the Spirit of God to take out all of those things, Lord, all of the pains. Heal. Touch the pains in the audience from their necks and backs, Lord, and body. I command the pains to go in Jesus' name. Loosen. Let her relax. Give her rest, Lord. Give her peace.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My.
Thank you, Brother Priestby. And another thing I wanted to say. Sometimes I go through the line or come out here to church, and I feel like, you know, I didn't get anything. I think, well, did I get anything, you know? Did I get what I wanted? And sometimes I don't make it down to that first red light down there until the Lord just comes down. He catches up with me.
You know, almost every service you can get something if you want.
Yeah, and it catches up with you. If you don't think you got it, just wait a little while.
That's right. Give the Lord a hand clap. You see... Sometimes you say, boy, I sure felt good. I got delivered. And then between there and what she says, the light, the devil says, are you sure what you got? And then your mind will settle for a minute, but he'll catch up with you if you just hold to it, she says. The Lord will swing back, and he'll take away that old test right out of your life. Because if you got something, the devil's going to be there to see if you want to give it back. Amen.
In the house on my back, I just a stick, then I broke it, then it pricked me.
It broke the step, and it broke you in your back. Bit you?
It
pricked me. Oh, stuck you there. You fell down on too many different things. Did you fall back here, too, or just there? You went off the steps. Is that what it was? Well, what? Well, whatever it was, you got your finger hurt. He was rattling it off. Let me see your little finger here, then. Okay. Boy, I don't know how you went around about all of that to get to this finger. Amen. Lord Jesus, touch his little finger right here. Take the pain out. If there's anything in it, remove it, Lord. Have it to come out. In Jesus' name. Let the finger be normal. Take all the pain away. And touch this little boy right here. It don't matter how it happened. You saw it before it happened, Lord. Amen. How you feel, son? Fine. Did Jesus do that for you? Feel your little hands there. How do they feel? Feel okay now? Good. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen.
Hi, Brother Frisbee. I have prayer requests tonight. I would like to feel better and stronger, and I would like to have better sleep so I have a better strength from that. I would like to I've been having some pain in my teeth. I had them recently cleaned and some fillings. Since then, I have been having quite a bit of reaction or something in my mouth, like sensitive, and gives me pain from time to time. I would like direction on my job. There's possibility of something better coming, and I would like the Lord's direction on that. And I want to thank you for your tapes, and I want to thank you for the apostolic word that you preach. I guess I'm a kind of fortunate person to be able to hear you.
Amen. Well, that's great. Thank you very much. But I can tell you what, that word of God that he gave about who he is and what he is, he told me that. I'll have to hold on to that. They can't change me that. That can't be changed. He done that on purpose so that we'd carry it right on out with us. And you get that just right, boy. You got him. You got him. Amen. Lord Jesus, right now, touch her all over her body, Lord, everywhere. All that she spoke here, you already know it, Lord. You know this one here, too, before she came, all about it. And what her purpose is on earth, what the divine purpose is, and her purpose that you give. Now, touch her, Lord, and she'll fulfill whatever you want her to fulfill. Now, touch the body inside and out and strengthen her. Strengthen her everywhere in her body. Give her the power and the miraculous power inside and out, Lord, the light of God. Now, touch the audience. Guide them and help them, Lord, in every way. What you have a will in their life, too, and a divine purpose. Now, touch them all, Lord. Make her all new. And then, too, about the other things, Lord, she asked about to guide her in her work and so forth like that. You do that. In Jesus' sweet name. Oh, he's the great one.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, did you get to feel all that? You feel
yes.
Good now? He was kind of going to talk a little bit there, wasn't he, to you? God bless your heart.
For your tapes.
All right. God bless you. Amen. You know, and sometimes there is a purpose for everything under the sun. Now he come back to help me out there. There is a purpose. And sometimes people go through so much, you know, that they wonder sometimes. I know many cases wonder, well, what in the world did I ever come from? It looked like to me I just get in my way and everybody's way. No, you're going to get it figured out. If you get one soul saved, you've done something. Or you might say something that's going to affect somebody. Or you might help in some way. You might do something. Some little thing. You'll fulfill it. God didn't put you here for nothing. He put you here for a divine purpose. What should I Jesus do?
I have 3 prayer requests. I like prayer for my household, my husband, and my jaw is swollen.
Oh, yeah. He had that one, didn't he? Okay, we're going to pray for that. Touch her right here, Lord. In Jesus' name, I command it to go down. Heal her and correct it. Now, Jesus, touch her family. All of them together, and her husband. And work a miracle, Lord. Give her strength. Give her power. Give her anointing. How great the Lord is. Touch her everywhere, Lord. Touch her, touch her. Take all pain out. In Jesus' name. Oh, my. He can sure break you through, can he, right?
Yes, sir.
You feel good?
I feel great.
You look better. Give the Lord a hand clap. She's happy. Sometimes it'll press you down. We'll get rid of him. Yeah.
I like you to pray for my rashes and my thigh.
Okay, you got trouble with your thigh? Do you want the Lord to heal it? Good, let's pray for it then. Jesus, right now, take away the skin problem or rashes. I command it to depart from the skin now on her thigh, Lord. Whatever it is, I command it to depart from her leg. In Jesus' name, make it all well, Lord. Every bit of it. Let her feel your anointing so that she knows you're going to be with her in this, Lord. And your comfort to the little children right here tonight. Now, did you get to feel all that? Move your leg up. Now, I mean, can you tell like that or anything like that? Oh, she says, yeah. What happened?
He healed it.
Jesus healed. You ought to have seen her mouth and eyes open. Oh, is that Jesus?
Yes.
He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
Boy, it's good to come up here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Give the Lord a hand clap. Her leg's healed. Boy, her eyes got so big when she moved her leg around.
She hurt her thigh.
My right leg. Hurting, I can hardly work on it, and we're having this track meet at school, and I need help with it.
Okay, come up here. We're going to pray for you. Now, Lord, you know all the things that she asked you for tonight. You relax, and you just relax. Lord, in the audience, any people that have any problems with their legs, with their feet, with their knees, you're the great one. You can loosen those joints. You can take out that pain. You can put those bones back into place. You can mend every artery faster than we can think. You can put a whole leg on there, and otherwise, if they believe strong enough. All the nerves and the tiny thousands of little things, you can do it instantly. But mankind can't do that, but you can, Jesus. Now, reach down and touch this foot. And touch the ankles and the leg, Lord. pull it all together and let her walk. And let the power of God be with her in this. Loosen her right now and take all the discomfort from the foot and leg. Now you begin to move it up and down right there. How's that? What's happening?
It's going.
How long have you had that tied up there like that?
Oh, it started today.
Yeah? And what did it do? It just where you couldn't walk on it? All right, now you keep moving. I'm going to keep my hand on you here. You keep moving it up and down like that. Look, now it's going sideways. Was it the ankle and foot? Uh-huh, that's why we pray. Lord, now, you can go around the ankle with the Holy Spirit. Just encircle it, Lord, and the foot. And I command that bone and soreness in that ankle to mend strong right now, and let her put pressure on it. And let her stand upon that foot that's hurt, Lord. Now, you put it down there and see what happens. Oh, you got about like that other little girl. What happened down there?
It's gone.
It's gone? Who done that?
Jesus.
Jesus is real, isn't he? Do you believe he done everything else you want to?
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. Now, go like that with your legs. Look at. You couldn't do it like that a while ago, could you?
Mm-mm.
Jesus done it. She said, no, she couldn't. Give the Lord a hand clap. Fast. Fast. God's moving.
Yes, I want the Lord to hear my stomach. I'll be having so much pain in there.
Oh, boy. He's a big old stomach guy, too, going around there, huh? Okay. You got unbeatable on there, a bull or whatever? Well, okay. Let's beat him then, okay? Yeah, he's full of it, isn't he? Okay. Now, Lord Jesus... She's got stomach trouble, Lord. And boy, that there gets to hurting, that stomach stuff. And you can't eat, can't do right. Lord, whatever the enzymes or whatever there is in her gastric juices, heal them. Heal the stomach. Drive out the virus. I command all of the sickness in the stomach to depart. Touch them in the audience, Lord. Every sick case in here in the stomach, I want you to work a miracle, Lord. And some of you that probably would have got stomach trouble, if you believe, you wouldn't get it anyway. God's going to move here tonight. Give her a new stomach, Lord. Take the sickness out. Oh, my. Can't you feel that now? How does that feel?
I'm feeling better already.
Is something happening there?
Yeah, I believe.
A relief, she said. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles are really real. Okay. You know, God, the way the Lord moves on people. Now, you say, well, sure. Some of those cases were really hurt. I know that. The ankle case was healed instantly. Different cases was healed instantly by that. And some of the crusades, the same thing about they can't move arm or they're paralyzed. I've seen paralyzed healed just as quick. God healed all kinds of miracles. You get to believe in your heart and you get the right cases, you'll see those miracles. So, why, it's incredible what we've seen God do. And tonight, what he done tonight, you know what? I think it's just about 8:30 something here tonight. And just look what God did already tonight. Can you give the Lord a hand clap? Amen. I want you to stand to your feet. So, whatever you need, he may not even be through here tonight. I'm going to pray a mass prayer. I'm going to ask God to sweep around here tonight. When you come down here, I want you to rejoice and show him you are happy with him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I said, hi.
Jesus.
I got a feeling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything's going to be all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.